Well, there, Tiger fans, we welcome you to the Tiger Weekly Athlete Special. My name's Tyson Agler, and joining me this week, we have two Wittenberg basketball players, and I'll have them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Kimmy Replogle. I'm a senior.
Hi, I'm Amber Rice, and I'm a junior.
Okay, so we'd like to thank Kim and Amber both for joining us, and we'll start things off with how's the team doing this year?
We've definitely early on have had our ups and downs. We are currently 1-2 on the young season, heading into a big game tonight against Baldwin Wallace. But we have a lot of young and talented. We have a lot of players. So if we can all just put that all together, we have a lot to build off of.
I think in the first three games we've shown promising things. Even though we lost two games, I think it was a good loss for us, and we learned from it, and we'll be able to bounce back and have a good game tonight against Baldwin Wallace.
Now, Amber, you had a very good game against Transylvania to open up the season. Can you kind of tell us how you did in that game?
I didn't get to play like basketball at all this summer, so I was ready for like the first game. I didn't care. I just went out and started shooting, made my first shot, and it felt great, and I just kept shooting, and I shot 5 of 7 from the three-point line, and everyone was encouraging me and screaming when I made the shot, so I felt like I wasn't even thinking. When I got the ball, I threw it up and it went in, so it was pretty exciting. It was the best game of my life, probably even in high school, so I was really happy about it.
Yeah, definitely had a great game. Kind of go through the statistics here. I mentioned you were 5 for 7 from three, had 21 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, so great way to start off the season, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it was pretty good, especially because last year I played varsity, but not really that much time. So to start my junior year off that way was a great way to start.
And then you kind of talked about comparing last year to this year. Where would you say maybe you've improved in some areas going into this season?
The main thing is confidence. Last year I would go on the court and I would do good things, but I wouldn't be consistent. I'd be nervous. I would turn the ball over. But this year I'm confident, so my teammates have more confidence in me. Have better defense, smarter about the game, and coach has given me a chance and has like talked me through things that I've messed up, so I feel like I have a better chance this year and I'm more confident, so that's the biggest thing.
Now I'll go back to Kim. Kim, you are the senior, one of two seniors on this year's team. Kind of recap your first 3 years here and coming into your senior season, what you're expecting.
Very surreal to be a senior on this team because I remember back to my freshman year and looking up to them and how much that they taught me as a young player in the program. So I guess the biggest thing that I took away from freshman year, we seniors, Sarah Skidmore and I, are the last two members that left on were a part of a championship team. So I guess as my way of leading towards this year is to just be an example of that last group that was part of that championship team as a freshman and what we can do to lead this team to get to aspire to those goals as well. There's been many ups and downs through my time. I had a lot of injuries last year that kind of put me back a little bit, but I'm feeling great this year and really like just very confident in the team that we have. We have really great team chemistry, and I think that above anything makes it better, because when you want to come to practice every day and work with these people and have fun and playing a game that you love, it makes it that much more rewarding. So being a senior, yeah, it's surreal, but I'm enjoying every minute that I have with my teammates on the court.
Now, you kind of mentioned that you guys have a majority of the younger team, so how are both of you trying to make sure the young players keep moving and kind of keep learning too as they're kind of thrown in through the fire?
It's definitely been a test in patience, because there are many times where as an upperclassman, you're like, you don't understand why they don't get something, but it's that extra breakdown and any of that extra little advice that you can give to one player that may make a difference. I know I had that, like I had great role models to follow with me in the post position, being in Stephanie Boardman and as in like a Sarah Watson and Lindsay Clark. I played under them and with them for the past few years, and that alone gave me confidence. And so anything that I can do to instill that confidence in the younger players and getting them to reach their potential is what I'm trying to strive to do as a upperclassman and a leader on this team.
I feel like even though I'm a junior, the sophomore class is like who have actually pushed me. They came in as freshmen and started. They played over me. They produced well, but they never gave up on me. Even though I'm older, they like still have confidence in me. And now that I'm on their level, like I feel like we're closer. and the chemistry is even better. But I feel like they teach me more than I teach them. But I feel like I teach them through hard work, but other things, like, they show me. So even though they're underclassmen, they're still a big part. But the freshmen, I agree with her, like, not all of them, but, like, patience is key, and, like, breakdowns really helps.
So, Kim, as you mentioned, you are one of two seniors along with Sarah Skidmore. What are some ways that you're able to kind of lead the team? Are you kind of a hooper and hollering team, getting them riled up, or you're more of maybe silent, you know, lead by example type?
I would definitely say that I'm more of a vocal leader. It's just my natural abilities to lead more vocally, and I try to be, I'm not necessarily the hoop and holler in person. We have other people that kind of do that. I'm more of the, okay, let's get down to business type leader, and making sure that everybody's on the same page, keeping people focused and ready to go, because that, it's amazing how much the mental game plays a part of that. And being a vocal leader, you have to constantly be making sure that everybody is on the same page and is working as hard as they possibly can.
And now you kind of talked about, you know, you have this young team, but you guys have, and I've seen you guys, you look pretty good, you know, had a tough loss against Capital, but have a big game night against Baldwin Wallace. Going from here on out, what is the expectations for this year? Where do you guys hope to finish, and what are your goals?
We have set some really high goals for ourselves, just because we know that once we all get on the same page and we get clicking, we're going to be a very strong force in our conference. So we have set the goals that we want to finish within the top two in the conference. And, of course, the end goal in mind is making it to that big NCAA tournament, going dancing in March. That's definitely like one of our biggest goals, but it starts now, and so we have to take each game one at a time, and we can't jump ahead to what may be in the future. But we have very high expectations once we all get on the same page and ready to roll.
Yeah, and with that, finishing in the top two, we like picked out a few games that we need to win. One is DePaul. They're the best in the conference right now. And the non-conference games like Baldwin Wallace and Capital, those were our goals, to beat those teams, because they're like better than people in our conference. So if we can beat them and beat DePaul, then we know we're capable of being top in our league.
So wish you guys the best of luck throughout the season. Now we're kind of go away from basketball a little bit. I know one thing, balancing football and school is a little bit harder, but basketball is kind of an all year round sport. You come in the fall, have practice, winter's your season, goes probably till mid spring, and then still have some practices later on. So what are some ways you're able to balance your schoolwork along with your basketball?
Basically, you just have to be prepared, do your work on time. And it's possible I balance work, school, and basketball, and still have plenty of enough time to do my work. The biggest thing is don't get behind, because then you won't get much sleep. So really just stay focused and get your work done when you have the time, and it makes you have to schedule your work, otherwise you're going to run out of time.
So kind of going off of that, Amber mentioned something about sleep, and that's something definitely that I've learned in your 4 years, in my 4 years so far, that you definitely have to have sleep in order to be able to function at all. So it's definitely important that you manage your time to get your work done, but then you yet can still get to bed at a decent hour, because without sleep, you can't function properly on the court. You can't function in the classroom. So, but I would definitely say the biggest thing is time management, because you have quite a bit of free time when you're not practicing and during the day, and you have to use that time to get your work done, so that way you're not scramming at the last minute at night after practice when you're tired to get things done.
And then for our final question, we'll start with you, Amber. What advice maybe would you have for a high school athlete that's looking forward and looking ahead to maybe going on and playing a college sport? Would you give them something maybe that you wish you would have had coming into college, or some other advice that you've learned here at Wittenberg?
Something that I would prefer to have had in high school was lifting, because I came in, never lifted in my life. I was way behind, but luckily I worked hard in the summer and I was capable to be caught up with everyone. But lifting is a big deal. Practicing more than you think you need to. In high school, you just get by with being average, and you can do well, but I would say that they need to practice more than they think. And so when they get to college, that they actually have a chance to play, not take your playing time for granted and to not take the game for granted and to just play when you can.
And then, Kim, your question, as we've mentioned throughout this part, you guys have a fairly young team. What advice would you give to your teammates, maybe that also you've learned or maybe you wish you would have had when you came to Wittenberg?
My biggest thing is to cherish every single moment that you get to be with your team and on the court, because it goes by extremely fast. And I know the previous seniors in the past have told me that, and until you're in their shoes, you don't understand how fast that time goes and how great those moments are that you have with your team. So definitely don't take it for granted, and I just hope to instill the pride that I have for this program because into these younger players, because with that pride and passion, you can be a very, very talented person on and off the court. And it's just important that you don't take anything for granted at any point in time and use every opportunity you have to make yourself better in any aspect, on the court or off the court.
Okay, we'd like to thank you two for joining us, and good luck tonight against Baldwin Wallace.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Cameron Pogel and Amber Rice here with us today on the Tiger Weekly Athlete Special. Thank you for joining us, and go Witt and Tiger out.